Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, tonight, after somewhat of a hiatus, we're going to be picking up in our series of Shirim on the entering the Sea of Wisdom, on the Torah of the Goyin and the Tzaddik, Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern Shlita. Again, trying to identify certain ideas that get printed in the weekly printouts, Baruch Hashem, that we can live with throughout the week. And Be'ezras Hashem, we are going to return at a certain point to the Rebbe's Drasha in Parshas Vayetze, Tavshin Ayin Gimel, where we're speaking about Olam HaMalbush and Olam HaAkudim and Tzloik and Sheker and Emes. We're going to get back there, Be'ezras Hashem. But today it's going to be a standalone shir. It's going to be a nekuda that was brought out from a shir on the Zohar Kadosh in Parshas Shemos, based on the Zohar Chai from the Kamarna Rebbe, that was actually given over in Tavshin Ayin Vav, but it was printed for the first time in this week's Dei Chochma L'Nafshecha, so that gives us reason enough to utilize it for our purposes today. Now, the Zohar Kadosh is discussing the Nevuah of Yechezkel in Chutz La'aretz, and it talks about the surprising nature, the fact that suddenly it became clear that not only was there nevuah taking place in Chutz La'aretz, but it was a nevuah on a certain degree that was higher than the nevuah in Eretz Yisrael. And the chiddush of being able to behold the voice of God and to behold the Maaseh Merkava, so to speak, on the banks of the Nahar Kvar, in that place that was removed from the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, is the chiddush that the Zohar HaKadosh is talking about. So, first and foremost, what the Rebbe is setting up based on the Zohar Chai from the Kamarna is that obviously Eretz Yisrael represents a place of chachma, a place of clarity, a place of vision that is clear, while Chutz La'aretz, at least as a mindset and probably as well as a physical landscape as well, represents a place of bina, a space of lack of clarity where things are not clear. It's a place of tashma as opposed to tachazi, and it's a clouded lens. So typically, one would assume the experience in Chutz La'aretz to be of a much lower level than the experience in Eretz Yisrael. But to the fact that Yechezkel ben Buzi was able to receive such a nevuah, the Maaseh Merkava, the paradigm of what it means to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation to us, giving us the capacity to become a Merkava, to be a Merkava. Merkava is nothing too mystical. It's not a beholding of a vision like it was for Yechezkel ben Buzi. The Merkava is to become a Merkava for Kodesh Baruch Hu, to allow our lives, our experiences, our thoughts, our emotions, and our embodied experience to become a vehicle through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. In other words, to become a shliach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'avos heim heim ha-Merkava. The secret of the Merkava is the capacity for a human being to refine themselves to such a degree within their own most capacity to the point that their lives itself becomes an expression of godliness in this world. That everything that I do, whether it's within a Beis Medrash or outside of a Beis Medrash, consciously or unconsciously, I become a Merkava. In addition to that, the Merkava itself, we saw in the Igeres that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh sent to his brother-in-law, Rav Gershon Kitever, with regards to his Aliyas HaNeshama through the Yesod HaYadua, through that pillar that allows one to ascend into the worlds, into the chamber of Mashiach, that the Baal Shem Tov came and said, I came into the Heichal of Mashiach, Eim Masai Ka'asimar, and I asked the question of when are you going to arrive? And the answer was, Kishayafutzumayinosacha Chutzah, Kishamiyachtim Yichudim Kamoischa. I've always wanted to say that, Kishay. Kishe mefitz mayonosecha achutza hafatzas hamayonos is the Inyan of Chabad. It's the Alter Rebbe and all of the Nesiyei Chabad, because their avodah was to be mefitz the wellsprings to a degree that was not allowed prior to them. The Alter Rebbe was moiser nefesh for us to have a hasaga of yichud in a way that the mind was capable of understanding. Before the Baal HaTanya, that was an impossibility. The avodah of hafatzas hamayonos is the avodah of Chabad. Hu kishemiyachim yichudhim kamoischa, and when you perform unifications like me, that's the avodah of Breslov. The avoda of Yehudim, the avoda of living in this moment with the connectivity to God in all of my experiences, that's the avoda of Breslov. So, Kishayafutzumayinosecha Achutza, that's Chabad. Kishamiyachtim Yehudim Kamoischa, that's Breslov. But let's look at what the Baal Shem Tov asked. Emasai Ka'asi Mar. When are you, Mister? When are you, Master, going to arrive? But we know that Mar is also a word that represents bitterness. So there's a way to read the Baal Shem Tov's question to Mashiach as Emasai Ka'asi Mar. When is Merirus? When is difficulty? When is ugliness? When is the pain? When is the struggle eventually going to get up and walk away? When are we going to be done with the Merirus? And the Baal Shem Tov, the answer the Baal Shem Tov read was that Kishayafutzumayinosecha Chutza. So the Torah of Chassidus, the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Torah of the Tzaddik, tzaddikim amitim, is to be mefig the tzar, is to get rid of the mariris. And we can look at Maaseh Merkava as follows as well. Merkava also means markava. It means the bitterness is extinguished. So Maaseh Merkava is not simply beholding, you know, some celestial forces and powerful visions of grandeur, but it's also the secret of markava. How can I get the bitterness to finally go away? That's the question of Maaseh Merkava, and that's how it takes place specifically on the river, on the banks of the river in Chutz Laretz. So the Rebbe begins to describe what a person has to do when they find themselves stuck in the thickness, in the difficulty of Olam Hazeh, in Chutz Laretz, in that Nahar Kvar, in that place of this has happened already. Nahar Kvar, the river upon which the Maaseh Merkava took place, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Lashon of Kvar doesn't only mean a location, but it means something that has already taken place, a sense of afterwardness, which we've discussed in numerous shirim, and that when a person finds themselves in a place out of time, out of luck, and they find themselves stuck on the boundaries of exile, no longer capable of uncovering the light of unity, but stuck in the Bechia of Bavel, it's at that place that we have the ability to what? To be miyachid yichudim. To be miyachid yichudim. To be miyachid yichudim means to be able to identify how, in truth, the pain that I'm experiencing on a psychological level, on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, whether it's pain of the inability to accomplish certain spiritual desires that I have, or whether it's a pain that emerges from something more existential, more human, both of them, in accordance with this first perspective of how to deal with difficulty, are meant to be seen through the lens of the difficulty and the pain that the Shekhinah HaKadosh is experiencing. I am experiencing pain down here. I am experiencing some form of concealment. Zok the Tzadikim, let me identify the fact that in truth, the source of this concealment is the lack of Yichud in my life. I don't see Hashem enough in my life right now. I'm not connected enough to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as a result, this experience appears to be devoid of the animating light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as such, it gives birth to suffering and pain. Memela, if I am able to uncover the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light of unity that exists within that place, then I'll be able to be miyached yichudchim, and I will no longer feel that pain. That's the first mahalach, to see my difficulty, my experience as a totza'ah, as a symptom of the fact that I don't have Hashem present enough in my life. That's the first way that the Rebbe brings down of learning how to deal with the pains of exile. But what I want to focus much more on right now is what the Rebbe brings as the second opinion. The first opinion, one can say, is the perspective of memalek kol almin, of being a human being in a world where there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and my job is to draw HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my human experience. And my human experience is pain. The more I draw HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my human experience, the better it's going to be. But let's say we get to a place where we're not able to do that. Let's say the pain of exile has gotten so thick, the experience of human life has gotten so difficult that I can't be miyachid yichudim. Or not that it's been difficult, I just don't know. I've never been taught what yichudim are. I don't know what they mean. I'm stuck thinking it's just permutations of letters and mystical activities as opposed to real life experience of avodas Hashem on the ground for the sake of my psychological and mental survival. So let's say I haven't been taught. What happens then? Am I unable to rectify the situation I find myself in? Am I unable to uncover the light that is hidden within the experiences of exile? So this is one of the nekudos that the Rebbe does over and over and over for us. He addresses the fact that yes, while there's an ideal spiritual activity, in spite of the fact that it's ideal, we live in a world of the real, and we need to address the reality of experience. And therefore, we have to sometimes look at the secondary options. But not only that, not only is there a secondary option, but you would think that the secondary option is a bidyevet. And really, I should be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately in the first option and elevate my pain. Zot the Rebbe, 9. That in truth, there's a secondary option. And not only that, but the secondary option, when a person feels most stuck, is in truth the way that we're going to draw down a more potent and powerful expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Rebbe is going to say. This is the second way of dealing with the pains of exile, where a person finds themselves on the Nahar Kvar, where a person experiences the possibility of revelation within the stuckness itself. Ach im loy oisim maspik yichudim. This is on Daf Nun. If a person has not performed enough unifications, a person has not been able to unify God within their suffering, as yesh madrega yoter pnimis, there's a more internal path that one is capable of taking. Ki ad kan haya b'derech memalek kol almin. As long as I am identifying myself as a separate creature who is experiencing struggles, and I need to draw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as something separate and apart from me into my experience in order to sweeten infinite. So that's a perspective of Mimala Kalam, and that's the lower unity. That's the Yichud Tata, where I exist and Hashem exists and existence exists, and I need to draw Hashem into existence and into my own life to realize that all there is Hashem. That's the perspective of Mimala Kalam. The Hainu Mitzad HaHizgalus Shel HaBoyre Ba'ilamos. This perspective of trying to draw HaKadosh Baruch Hu more into my life and into my problem comes from the perspective of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to existence and to the worlds themselves. Shemargish hadinim shehem mitzara malchus. When a person is experiencing the dinim and the intensity of what it means to be a human being, which all comes from the perspective of malchus, which is baruch shem kavod malchus lelam vod, which is the presence of godliness in this world to the extent that it appears to be uncomfortable. Sheish hastar b'malchus. There's a concealment on that malchus. It's hidden. It's leis l'magam meklum. It is impoverished on its own. Mitzad hergesh tsar shel hashchina. At that point, I am feeling the pain of the shchina. I am feeling the pain of my own experience and the concealment. She'ein zeh rak hatsar sheli. That's when I begin to feel my pain. The pain of the shchina is my pain. Ela tsar shchinas uzeinu she'alea ein shum kitru chas v'shalom. Ubo lahamtik adinim al yidei yichud kud shebrichu. And what I do is I come to recognize, in this perspective of Mimala Kalam, like we said, I'm separate. Hashem is unified. Let me be miyached my separateness with Hashem's unity, and Mamela, I'll come to recognize that my pain is in truth a pain that is rooted in the deficiency of the Shekhinah at this moment, and if I draw the Shekhinah into my life, then I'll be mamtik everything. That's the first option. That's the frum option, so to speak. But in truth, there is a deeper perspective. There's a deeper path. Shat tzaddik oimer, that the tzaddik in each and every one of us, and the tzaddik emes, is able to say, the ein hachanami. You're absolutely right. Mitzad Mimala Kalam min HaKadosh Baruch Hu Master Aspanav. From the perspective of the lower unity at this moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding his face, and I am feeling all sorts of existential woes in my own experience. Aval ani yodeya ki mitzad das elyon hanikra soiviv kalamin. But what I know deeply and intuitively, I learned it in the name of your tzaddikim, Rabbeinu Shleilam. My experience tells me the opposite, but I learned in your books, Rabbeinu Shleilam, that in truth, there is a higher perspective referred to not as mimala kalamin, but rather soiviv kalamin, not the yichud tat, where I exist and Hashem exists and my job is to draw Hashem into my existence, but rather there's the higher unity, the Yichud Ilah of Soiviv Kalamin, of the recognition that everything that takes place exists within the surrounding light of Kudsha Baruch Hu. Hainu Mitzido Yisparach. I'm no longer looking at this perspective from my perspective, but rather I'm beginning to look at life through the perspective of godliness, so to speak. Ein Hastara Klal. There's no concealment whatsoever. Ki Behe'elem Shaloi Mitzad HaEskalus HaKoil Elukus. Because it makes absolutely no difference. I find myself in a space of concealment without any revelation. It makes no difference. There's no concealment whatsoever. Everything is godliness in every place. And all of the concealment and all of the separation that I feel is in truth only from the lower perspective of Mamalik Alman, of the Yichud Tata, of Bashkemalu, of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Alamvod, of my separate experience. But in truth, it only comes from that Levush that is concealing. Aval mitzido yisbarach, but in truth, what I'm fully aware of, Rabbeinu Shleilam, because your tzaddikim have revealed it to me already, the Baal Shem Tov came to reveal it to me already, aval mitzido yisbarach, leis aser panimine, there is absolutely no space devoid of you. Nothing, even the places where I am absolutely convinced that it is devoid of you. Ve'ein shum hester, and in truth, there's absolutely no concealment whatsoever. U'kamay sha'omrim, and like we say in tefillah, atuhu mishenivra ha'olam, va'atuhu mishenivra ha'olam. You were there before the creation of the world, and you were there after the creation of the world. Meaning to say that the world and all of its expressions and all of its particularity and all of its concealment do absolutely nothing to block out or create any deficiency in the unbridled expression of divine unity that has always already been there, no matter how far we feel we are. Because from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kav Yachol, which is still within our perspective, we can never grasp anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, but within the human mind, there are two perspectives, seeing our own perspective and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within our own perspective, which is the Yichud Ilah. And in this point, there is no place devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Pasuk says, Ki ani Hashem lo shinisi, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have not changed. V'zehu hatsoid shel tzimtzum shaloi kepshuto. This is the secret of the fact that in truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you never concealed yourself. Nothing has ever changed. Existence is nothing but an expression of you. From this perspective, there's no longer any pain that is my own, that I need to draw something separate, which is you, into it. But rather, my pain itself and my experience itself is still within the space of the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'or ein sof nimsa b'chol makom, because the light of the infinite is found in every place. V'nichnos b'soich chidusha shodas elyon, and at that moment when a person is able to be mismoided and face what it exactly it is that they're dealing with, a person is able to enter into that space of higher consciousness, of ascendant wisdom, ad shemargish hadas elyon, to the extent that a person begins to feel das elyon, begins to feel that there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki efshar lahargish das elyon, because it's very possible to feel it. Because again, Das Elyon is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvaydu V'Atzmai V'Atzmusei Sparach has absolutely no shaychus to our grasp. Our grasp of Das Elyon is still within the human perspective of higher unity, which means that we have a shaychus to feeling this. It's therapeutic. Lahargisha Das Elyon. It's not simply contemplative. It's contemplative for the sake of therapeutic engagement with it. Lahargish Das Elyon, to feel this ascendant perspective. Ach Ein Zeh K'moy Das Tachton Shemargish. But it's very important to understand that when I'm operating from a perspective of Das Tachton, here I am with my problem, there is Hashem without the problem, and I need to try and draw HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life through the Yichud of Kudsha Berichu V'Shchintei, at least when a person engages in those activities, they begin to feel it because they're engaged in something rational and conceptual. Ach Das Elyon, but a Das Elyon perspective, which is a loftier perspective, which is only necessary when I find myself truly, truly stuck. Tzarech Oid HaPam, V'Oid HaPam, V'Oid HaPam. A person has to do it again and again and again. And remember that all there is the Rabbanu Shleilam. All there is the Rabbanu Shleilam. All there is the Rabbanu Shleilam. Alfei pa'amim sarach lichanis l'seich ha-machshavos shel Das Elyon. A thousand times over, a person has to enter into the machshavos, into the positive thoughts of Das Elyon. Like Rabbeinu said about one of his Talmidim, there was someone who came to Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, and said, my chassid has done, Yehudim or Eitz Chaim a thousand times, and he says, that means absolutely nothing to me. My Talmud, my chassid, is able to say Rabbeinu Shleilam a thousand times. Rabbeinu Shleilam, Rabbeinu Shleilam, Rabbeinu Shleilam, remembering Das Elyon, connecting to Das Elyon, connecting to that place out of the intensity of our experience where we're forced to come to a recognition that nothing exists but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad sheyochel lahargish hasadas, until a person is capable of feeling this awareness, k'may shehu b'bechinas ha'elyon margish, to the extent that it's almost as if I have ascended from my experience down here and I'm feeling what is felt above. Shemargish ha'shamitzias loy mitzilcha rak mitzido yisbarach, that I'm no longer feeling existence or experience from my own perspective, but rather I'm beginning to allow myself to see it as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it, kavyachol. U'memeila ein shum hester klal. And from that perspective, even the concealment itself stopped being the concealment. Ikar ha-hestara, what is the essence of concealment? What is the main space of concealment? Ki lo yoidim meha machshava hazos, because we are unaware of this thought. We are unaware of the fact that in truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never left, and we have never left the ultimate unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that all that exists is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, the world exists? Fine, that's a sugya, that's the lumdus of simsim shalei kepshuto, but we need to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never stops existing in every moment. Me'asoid hazeh, we don't know the secret, shal soivev kol almin, of he who surrounds all worlds. Lo yoidim sheyecholim lahamtik ha-matziv shalo. We don't believe and we don't know that we can sweeten and rectify the situation we find ourselves in. Kasha la'adim be'es hatzar lichanes besocha amuna shal soivev kol almin. It's very difficult for a person when they find themselves in concealment, when they find themselves in pain, to enter into this faith, this emuna in soivei kol amin, in this higher perspective. Shakadosh Baruch Hu kulei rachamim gemurim pshutim in kates, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is nothing but the unbridled mercy and compassion without limit. Lizboinin shakadosh Baruch Hu nimsa b'chol davar, to take the time to contemplate the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is found everywhere. Rakshu b'he'elem, but rather it's concealed. Because it's hard, we see concealment and we say, oh, it's concealment, as opposed to understanding that in truth concealment is just another more difficult way of revelation. As it's explained already in the Tzadikim, in the Balatanya, in the Kamarna, Shim Nichnas b'machshavazu, if we take the time to enter into this perspective of Das Elyon, Mamshich b'poyel rachamim giluyim, through contemplating this idea, Mamela, we draw down the Rachamim. The Maharal Mivayar Hevdel Ben Goyla L'Geula. The Maharal explains the differentiation between what it means to be in a state of exile and what it means to be in a state of redemption. Hurak Ois Achas Ois Aleph. The Lubavitch Rebbe Schussa Gamalino also made a big asik out of this, that the difference between Goyla of exile and Geula and redemption is simply the Ois Aleph, the Alufo Shel Olam, the master of reality. Bazeh Taliko L'Geula. The entire concept of redemption is dependent and contingent upon one thing and one thing alone, drawing the Aleph into our lives. In the moment that we know with absolute certainty, beyond any need for certainty, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present, there is no space devoid of Him and all concealment is only from our limited perspective. This is how we draw down redemption. This is what's revealed here in the Zohar, the Begolus Bavel Meroy Fatsar, that in the Golus of Bavel, as a result of the intensity of pain and suffering, Sheyatsu Metafkunim Veidunim Litzar Godel Kazeh, that they went from the Beis Hamikdash and the pleasure of the Beis Hamikdash into such a concealment, into such a trauma. Things were so schwer, so dark. Lechein Haya Hester Al Soid Hazoy Shal Soiviv. There was concealment of this secret that HaKadosh Baruch was everywhere. The Choshvu Deleis Laha Geula. And they felt that there was no redemption. And that is specifically when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed through Yecheskel Legalos to reveal Laharos and to show Lahem Maisa HaMerkava, to reveal to them the Maisa HaMerkava. And how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them, near them, and together with them, and has not left them whatsoever. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to live with them in every possible space. A person always has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was in the past and it is now. The secret of the tzimtzum, which is like the locust whose exoskeleton, its concealing factor, emerges out of itself. When a person has a hasaga and emuna. And so when a person comes to a place of yichadilah, when a person comes to a place of the existential necessity of recognizing that nothing exists other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when all of the tzimtzum is a big joke and it doesn't really exist, again, with all of the prerequisite theological and philosophical statements that are necessary in order to ensure the viability of our system, of our Torah, of halacha, of all of the fundamentals, when we properly understand Das Elyon, we come to understand that it's loy rechaykum imenu, it's not too far. And in truth, it's something that a person has access to specifically in times of difficulty. And Be'ezras Hashem, when we can listen to the words of the Tzaddik Emes, who teach us that the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite light is not only above, but it's specifically below as well, then we'll be zochet to be tam, the tam of the Or HaGanuz, and be mamtik all the tzar, Be'ezras Hashem.